Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. McCarran Farm Talk recently visited with Dennis Toddy of the USDA Midwest Climate Hub.
It's strange to be talking about a new interactive tool to explore freeze date trends. You've teamed up with Purdue to put this together. Tell us about it, Dennis.
Yeah, we have a longstanding partnership with the Midwest Regional Climate Center to capitalize on their capability of managing data and developing web tools, and then our understanding of changes in climate and how they're impacting agriculture to combine. And we came up with an idea, said, hey, we really need to talk about how the freeze dates are changing in the spring and fall and how that's affecting growing season. And then it's really important to know how these differ across the whole region, because these are not changing exactly the same way. There's a general spring freezes are getting earlier and fall freezes are getting later, but it varies from place to place and it varies by what temperature you're using. So that was our effort to let's put this data together. Let's get it as detailed as we can so people can get down to a county level, and they can get down to a county level, and then look at how those changes have occurred since 1950 at your county level.
What parameters can you plug in and what can you discover?
Okay. Again, we look at spring freeze dates. We look at fall freeze dates. And when we're saying freeze, I'm saying freeze in quotes because we're looking at different temperatures. You can look at the first, like say in the spring, the last time you reach 20, 25 degrees, 28, 30, 32, 35, 36, and 40. So there's a wide range of temperatures because different crops are a little sensitive to different temperatures. And even like wheat is different, sensitive to different temperatures at different times of year. So you can look at the spring and the fall. And then it shows you all the dates that the last time in the spring or the first time in the fall, all the dates that occurred for those. And then it gives you a trend and shows you how that trend is happening at a county level. So you can go down to your county and say, well, okay, and you can just look at, say, 32 degrees. How's the trend changed in 32 degrees? Because usually we talk about these dates as, well, the average date is this. Well, and there's an average, but there's a variability, but there's also a change over time. So we need to incorporate all those different things into our thinking in the way of agriculture to understand how those things are changing.
The freeze date tool is on the Purdue University website. And I guess if we just Google or search the Purdue USDA freeze date tool, you'll probably find it.
You can find it. You can search Midwest Regional Climate Center. You can find it because they host it. Or you can search USDA Midwest Climate Hub. We have a little article about it, and we actually have a recording of the webinar we did about it. So if you want to see the webinar and listen to that, you can do that. But then it also links to the tool through our website too, so you can find all these things. So it's an opportunity for anyone involved with agriculture, anyone involved with, gardening or whatever, master gardeners, or if you're just interested in how the weather and climate issues are changing, to have a look at those and to see how those changes are happening in your area.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.